Joe, it's hot out here.
7777777777.
Good morning, Mr. Joyner.
Jay Anthony Brown.
Good morning, Mr. Joyner. Had a great time at the Whitaker Family Reunion and the White Rock Baptist Church. I'll be in Nashville this weekend.
Woo! Nashville, woo! Nashville, Nashville.
Nashville, baby.
Woo. All right. Yeah. This is what a fat man is. Scoot over. Scoot over. It's too hot. Scoot over.
It's too hot for that.
Stop touching me.
No, not tonight.
This is what a fat man is.
Is this sounds of a fat man?
This sounds of a fat man.
No.
This is what he hears. Scoot over.
No. No. Hell no. And now we give you sounds of a fat man.
Sounds. I don't care if you do have air conditioning. No.
Yeah.
No.
What made you think that?
Oh, you got another thing coming, partner.
This is a terrible, terrible time.
Coming, partner.
This is a terrible, terrible time.
Yeah, it's a terrible time for a fat man.
For a fat man.
This is not a good,
not good day.
Day.
For, not a good day.
Put a shirt on or something, please.
Cover all those up.
Cover all that up.
Oh, my God.
And a fat man doesn't leave the house without two sweat towels.
And two T-shirts. And two pairs of drawers.
Two of everything, huh?
Yeah.
And two tubes of deodorant.
Two tubes.
This is just the worst. This is just the worst.
Not a good time for a fat man, really.
It's horrible. Oh, you just don't know the pain.
Stop snoring. I'm not snoring.
Okay, stop breathing. Can you just stop breathing?
Just
for a
breathing.
Minute?
I'm just breathing. Come on.
A minute.
Stop that. I'm not snoring.
Well, whatever it is, stop it. What is that? What is that? That right there. What is that?
That's
terrible.
What is that?
That's the worst.
Terrible, it's the worst time.
The worst time for a fat man.
It's hot and there's crumbs in this bed. Really? Seriously?
And the bed is wet.
And the bed is wet.
This has been Sounds of Fatness.
The Sounds of a Fat Man.
Thank you so much.
If you have more, please send them to
646464.
This is terrible times, man. This is terrible times.
The pillows all drenched.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Not just the pillows.
Yeah, the bed, you have to go in there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Changing the sheets every night.
We give you sounds of a fat man.
All right. It's Monday.
Happy summer.
Let's get it started. The convention starts today.
Tonight.
And already we got some ish.
Major
convention mess.
Yes, we have convention mess.
Well, it all starts with a hacking.
Yeah, it does.
A hacking?
The emails out of the Democratic National Committee hacked, and some 20,000 emails have been released.
Mm-hmm.
And part of it indicates the lack of support that Bernie Sanders said that he was receiving is shown to be true via some of the emails. And this is, and the fish rots from the head, and the head of the DNC, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, a congresswoman from Florida.
Nice little white woman, too.
Oh, anyway, man. Go ahead, they're going in on her.
Mm-hmm.
And so she has announced, as a result of this big uproar over the emails, that she will resign after the convention. She'll open things up. And now there's a lot of questions as to who's going to actually.
What was in her email about Bernie?
Some of the emails were talking about the fact that they were trying to figure out a way to thwart Bernie's rise to popularity that he had.
Uh-huh.
Some of it had to do with his religion, because he never really talked about being of the Jewish persuasion.
Mm.
And so they were wondering, you know, do we promote that, or the fact that he doesn't seem to have faith at all? So is he an atheist? Is he agnostic? And so
she's stepping down.
She is stepping down. This is just, you know, part of the thing.
Is this part of the deal that he, in order to endorse Hillary Clinton, he said this woman got to go? You think that was the deal?
As of yesterday, there was they were still going over the platform and things like that. So I'm sure that there was some discussion going on between Bernie Sanders' people, Hillary Clinton's people, as well as the president. And saying, this is too much and you need to resign.
So who's going to replace her?
Well, as of right now, it's going to be Donna Brazile.
Donna Brazile. Yeah.
Now,
from New Orleans.
Now, Debbie Wasserman Schultz is not resigning till after the convention. So who will run the convention? Who will do that? And Congresswoman Marsha Fudge's name is mentioned as being one of the leaders of the convention. And then Donna Brazile will take over after the resignation.
You're going to go with Fudge instead of the black woman? Really?
No, Marsha Fudge is black.
Oh, black. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, from Ohio.
All right. Is Roland there yet? Or he starts tomorrow?
He'll probably be on talking about it, but okay. Definitely we'll get reports from it tomorrow.
All right. Did you hear that the OJs were upset that Donald Trump used Love Train?
Yeah.
But they don't own Love Train.
No, but he Eddie was on TMZ and he was talking about it, and just the fact that they didn't even ask for permission of the songwriters of the performance, because they do get a performance fee.
Yeah.
And so that was a big deal.
Remember
discussion.
When Burger King used, or somebody used it, and Eddie was upset? It was a while back. It was a Burger King.
But that's.
It was a beer company. Yeah, it was a beer company.
Coors.
Yeah. Coors, right.
Yeah.
The Love Train. Yeah.
It's not unusual.
No. Yeah, and it's easy to make the OJs mad. it's kind of, you don't really need a whole lot. Those are mean
when
old.
When they up there in age, is that what you're saying?
It's a mean old man.
When they, I mean, they are older than the ink spots. I mean, come on.
Doesn't take much to make them mad.
Doesn't take much to make OJ mad.
No. It doesn't look like Rio is ready for the Olympics. The Olympics starts August 5th. That's right around the corner. And,
they're calling the Olympic Village uninhabitable.
Yeah.
They're saying
where the athletes are supposed to stay.
It's not fit to live in.
They said they did a stress test where the taps and the toilets were simultaneously. Yes, right. Turned on in the apartments on several floors to see if the system could cope once the athletes in the house. Well, it fell.
It was nasty.
Water came down.
To bring some work from all over the world in there.
Yeah, right.
They're gonna need that right, man.
They're gonna need them toilets right. Well, they flushed the toilets and the
water came coming from everywhere. Man.
The water came down the walls.
The electrical was bad. And
oh my goodness!
And they said a strong smell of gas.
Sybil, they about to bring some serious stuff over there.
Foods from all over the world are coming to the Olympic Village
and these
toilets.
Are athletes. Well, not only the toilets, but these are athletes. So they have to shower a lot.
Main thing is them toilets, Sybil.
Okay. You do want your toilets running.
That's right. All the Latin American countries. Oh Lord.
Oh, my God. Germany.
Yes.
Yeah, y'all need to get that working before.
However.
Yes.
They do have enough condoms. They say they got enough.
I don't know that they do, because they parceled them out already.
42 condoms per athlete. 42?
I'm not sure that's enough.
That sounds like a big number.
No.
If they don't get them toilets fixed, you're going to have to pee in that condom pot.